You are tuning in to the Milk Carton Series podcast. My name is Stephanie, and today's episode will focus on the disappearance of 26-year-old Kennedy Walton. Six-year-old Kennedy Walton disappeared on March 3rd of 2022. Kennedy is listed as 5'10 to 5'11, weighing around 260 to 270. She was last seen wearing all black, a black jacket, a black shirt, and black leggings. She has black to brown hair with brown eyes, and both of her ears are pierced. Kennedy is described as a gentle giant, and her family does not believe she would just disappear and leave her sisters. Now, when I look at Kennedy's photos, I definitely pick up on that vibe that she was a really sweetheart. And I do pray that new information turns up in her case, because this case does not have a lot to go off on. So on March 3rd of 2022, this was the last time anyone had seen Kennedy. She was in town at Belleville, Illinois, because her mother was getting surgery and she was helping with her sisters. Now, like I said before, she is described as being a gentle giant, and she loved her sisters and would not leave. She traveled to Belleville many times because she lived in Missouri and wasn't too far. Now, the thing of this case is, it doesn't have a lot of information to go off of, but what's ironic in this case is how the night she disappears. So, around 10:30 p.m., Kennedy was seen on surveillance in her mother's white 2007 Chevrolet Tahoe. She was on her way to a bar to meet her friends. And her mother does not recall the time because, again, she got home around 9:30 from the hospital. I mean, who in their right mind is thinking about the time? But she realized it had to be around that time frame. So what do you do as a mom? You get up and you text your child to see where you at, when you coming home. And so that's what she did. And Kennedy did reply. She said, in a minute. So that was that. But this is where it gets very strange. Like I said, Kennedy went out that night and she traveled about 45 minutes across the border to St. Charles, Missouri, where she ended up at Show Me's Bar and Grill. Now, around 1 a.m., it had been stated that Kennedy was seen leaving abruptly to go in her vehicle and she was crying. Her friend went to go check on her, but Kennedy reassured that everything was perfectly fine. But it gets even stranger. So when it's time to go, Kennedy's friend stated that she drove like past them in an aggressive manner, and that was very concerning to them. So what do? They meet Kennedy at her mother's residence, but when Kennedy pulled up, she left from her mom's residence. I don't know why she left. Maybe she was upset with them. I really don't know. There's not a lot of information to go off of, but I wonder, did something happen that made her feel some type of way? There's not a lot to go off of. There's not a lot that I've seen in reports, so I can't make that accusation. And sadly, that is the last time anyone had eyes on Kennedy. And then, days later, Kennedy's mom's truck is found two blocks away from the home. And a neighbor stated that someone, meaning a guy, had parked that car, but a lot of the material in the car was taken. But the car did not have any like signs of foul play. So the police did release the car back to her mom, and they did test for fingerprinting, but nothing turned up. Sadly, Kennedy's phone was turned off and there was no other signs of Kennedy, which is extremely sad. Her family and friends have been putting up flyers, posting in Facebook groups, posting on Twitter, but there has not been any new information to turn up. And as I began to research, they have stated that the St. Louis area is highly, highly marketable for human trafficking and prostitution. A lot of these young girls are forced into it. Is that what could have happened to Kennedy? We don't know. There's not any information to assume that she is, but we have to try to stay positive the best way we can. I really don't have any answers because it's very strange. It's very strange. That is the story and the disappearance of 26-year-old Kennedy Walton. She would be around 27 now, but at the time of her disappearance, she was 26. There has not been any new information, but as always, if we continue to shed light on these stories, we can get the information out there so that way someone can speak up and say something. Now, if anyone with any information in this case, they are urged to contact the Belleville Police Department. Their number is 618-234-1212 or your local authorities. The agency case number is 22-00983. I want to thank you to Our Black Girls for covering her story and many other websites as well. As always, the links will be included in this podcast and her episode will be on our YouTube channel. God bless and be safe, everyone. And again, sending love and light to her family.